One of the things that has been absolutely pivotal for me in motherhood is understanding and prioritizing nutrition and the proper role that nutrition plays in hormones, energy, mood, mental clarity, and so many other things. For a long time, I was the mom surviving on 3 to 4 cups of coffee and maybe one real meal a day while, you know, snacking on my kids' leftover lunch and only having coffee for breakfast. And I was also exhausted, overwhelmed, and worn out most days. And the truth is, I thought that that was normal. I thought that that's just how it was for moms. But over the last year or so, I've really learned a lot about nutrition, and it's been something that I kind of have dove into and learned a lot about. And one of the most encouraging things for me was realizing how simple it actually is to nourish my body and give it what it needs to thrive. You know, I know this isn't a health podcast, but I believe that health and leading a joy-filled life go hand in hand, which is why I invited my friend, Kirsty Troyer. Kirsty is a dietitian who specializes in women's hormones, and she's a mama herself, so she knows the mom struggle of not having very much time to make food for ourselves during the day firsthand. Kirsty shares her story of how she got started as a dietitian and what led her to women's hormones. She also teaches us about the connection between nutrition and hormones, how to prioritize nutrition when we don't have a lot of time, and so much more. You're going to love hearing from Kirsty just as much as I loved chatting with her. So without further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Joy-Filled Podcast. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. Kirsty, I am so excited to have you on the podcast. We have been social media friends for a while. I know that you listen to the podcast. You're a part of our community. You're a mama. You've got a sweet little girl. So I would love for you to tell us just a little more about you, what you do, what you're passionate about. Tell us what we need to know about you.
Yeah. I love listening to podcasts in general, but this is one that I make sure to listen to every week. I am a dietitian. I've been a dietitian for about 8 years now. I work in the area of women's health and weight management, so I've kind of specialized in hormone nutrition. Very passionate about meal planning. I'm sure we'll talk about that today. I believe nutrition shouldn't be complicated. It should be simple. And I'm a mom of a 1.5-year-old now, which sounds weird to say. I'm a wife. I love Jesus, love living in the Pacific Northwest. So we have a lot in common.
Yes. I love having another PNW mama on here. I feel like most of the people that I have on the podcast, I have to deal with like time zones and they're on, you know, the other side of the country. And I'm like, it is so nice. I can just tell you, let's talk at 11, and 11 means 11.
Yes.
I love getting to chat with another mama in the same area as me. And we will have to meet up someday because we are not far from each other.
Yes.
I love that you are a dietitian and a mom. I would love to know what led you to women's nutrition.
Mm-hmm. I honestly feel like empowering women to eat well and nourish their bodies has the biggest impact on not only like them right now, but also the next generation, as we're thinking about not just like women and like prenatal nutrition, mm-hmm. but how moms impact and influence the next generation and the role modeling that they do and like how they treat their own body, nourish their own body, but then also what they provide their kids, like mm-hmm. what's the home food environment and how they talk about food. So it makes me very passionate about this specific population. And I just happen to be one of the moms too.
Yeah, that's so special and so cool that you have the expertise to approach it as an expert, but you also have the experience as a mom. And I feel like you have a unique way of kind of empathizing and really coming alongside moms as someone who's like, I am in your shoes and we can do this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be tricky. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be complicated. Because I know for me, for a long time, and I'm still on, I've talked about it a little bit on previous episodes, but I'm still on this journey of learning to prioritize my nutrition and learning to take care of myself and learning that, you know, if I'm feeling like overwhelmed and stressed out and burnt out and tired and I have no energy, like that's not just the way it has to be. Like my nutrition might be attached to that. Like what I put mm-hmm. in my body really impacts that. And I'm learning that. And it's been so cool and so just empowering really to learn that and to kind of retrain my brain and my mind and my mindset as a mom that it is worth it to take the extra time to feed myself and to feed myself good mm-hmm. food that is going to, you know, give me the energy that I need. So I think it's really, really cool what you're doing. I know I mentioned we've been social media friends. I love following you on social media, on Instagram. I think that you give such easy and tangible nutrition tips. I think that's really, I love the way that you also approach hormones and how mm-hmm. those things are tied together. So how are hormones and nutrition related?
Yeah, very, very intimately. Like when you think of how your body's going to function as a whole, there's all these systems working together. So you need the right like building blocks to like even create and like have these hormones, but also what you're eating and how you're eating influences our hormones, hormone level, how they're expressed, all of it. So I kind of think of it in kind of a tier of hormones. So like being like a couple hormones that are at the top that are like the leaders that influence so many others. And so if we can just think about our meal plan and how it can help those leader hormones, it's going to help so many things. So like our cortisol hormone and insulin, those then are going to influence like how our thyroid functions and our metabolism, our melatonin, our estrogen, progesterone, so many different things. And so it's kind of like hormone nutrition is got this like baseline of how do we just support our hormones in general. And then once you kind of know what you need, you can kind of specify, okay, where's kind of the root issue and which one are we trying to optimize?
Yeah, that's really good. What are some maybe like warning signs or markers or triggers in our bodies that will tell us if our hormones are off or need some love? Because I know that mm-hmm. for me, when I started this journey, I felt like there was so much information, but at the same time, mm-hmm. I know absolutely nothing. And I'm like, I just feel overwhelmed. And then, you know, my cortisol strikes because I'm stressed out about finding information about this. And it's just like this cycle that we get into. And so I would love for you to just kind of break it down for us. Like, what do we need to be looking for? How should we be feeling? What are some of the things that are maybe common, but not actually normal and that need to be mm-hmm. addressed? Like, let's just get into that for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about like how we just normalize like the fatigue mm-hmm. and just constantly needing stimulants, whether mm-hmm. it be caffeine or whatever, to get us through our day. And that in itself isn't normal. That can really indicate, okay, where is our cortisol levels at? If we're like completely depleted, also it can indicate like where like thyroid levels are at, like when it comes to your energy levels, brain fog. A lot of what I talk about too is, like what are the signs or like signals you get from your menstrual cycle? If you're having a ton of mood swings and acne and period pain and cramps, like that can all be kind of red flags that, okay, there's this underlying issue. Could be hormones. It could be gut related, blood sugar related, which ultimately is going to be hormone related too.
Yeah, that's so interesting. when I learned that all of those things, the mood swings, the period cramps, all of those things are actually not normal, and they're actually indicators that there might be something off or might be something in our bodies that need a little bit more love, I was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Because it's such like culturally, and like we're all just, you know, needing heating pads when we're on our period and having like these crazy mood swings, and it's just like a part of the process. But what is a period like? What is a period supposed to feel like? What is it? Mm-hmm. What is a healthy menstrual cycle actually feel like? What are we supposed to be experiencing? Because I feel like when we know the goal, when we know what mm-hmm. is actually normal, then we can start taking steps to kind of, okay, let's address this one by one, one thing at a time, see if I can make some small changes and see how it changes things. And I love that we, as women, we have this menstrual cycle that happens once a month. So we mm-hmm. really can, like, we have a really quick way to start seeing results, because it's like, there's little things that for me, I've tweaked and I notice a difference and I'm like, wow, okay, mm-hmm. this was different. Like one thing that I've started experiencing as I've prioritized nutrition and really focused on what I'm eating, how much I'm eating, when I'm eating, all of those things, I've noticed that my cycle length has shortened a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, after I had Archie, was having these like long cycles, and mm-hmm. I never had that previously, and so that was something to me that I was like, okay, this one came a few days earlier, like this is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would just love for you to kind of give us a little bit of insight into what should it feel like.
Yeah like our cycles can vary like in length like you're describing, mm-hmm. but if you find that it's like, you know, one cycle is like around the like 26 days and the next one's like 32 days mm-hmm. long, like that's kind of a big variance. It can vary between a few days, but that would be more considered like an irregular length when it comes to cycles, mm-hmm. that can indicate some hormone issues. But when it comes to like actually like how do you feel and what are you experiencing, like I describe people, like if you're having a period, it should be a minor inconvenience. Like we're still have this minor inconvenience, right. that I have to think about, right. but it shouldn't be crippling. Like it shouldn't impact what you get to do that day. Like it, for me, like when I had really severe, period pain, and I went to my doctor, cause I was like, this was before I knew about mm-hmm. How many things can impact my menstrual cycle. And this is kind of like the beginning of my like hormone healing journey. I went to my doctor and I was like, something's wrong with me. Like I am broken. And she said, you can either go back on birth control or you can get pregnant. Those are your only options.
Wow.
And I was like, there has to be a
third option.
Yeah. So that's what kind of launched me like diving into like learning more about nutrition and how it impacts mm-hmm. our hormones and our menstrual cycle. And so yes, that should not be your normal. Like I couldn't work out on the first day of my period. Mm-hmm. I would like have to call out of work. Like I was in so much pain, and like that is a lot of red flags. You should be able to like daily function. Yes, we have this minor inconvenience, but it shouldn't be impacting both our relationships and our just like daily function as much. It should just be a slight thing. You're mm-hmm. going to notice maybe a slight change in your energy level, but it shouldn't be severe.
Yeah, that's such good information. And I think that something that it's just something that a lot of us don't know. I love mm-hmm. you have a real series that is like things your health class didn't teach you about your menstrual cycle. And I mm-hmm. love that, because it's like we sat through health class and we just learned like, don't get pregnant. And that's it. And we learned mm-hmm. nothing. And we walked away feeling like you know, all of these things. You can get pregnant on any day of the month. You can like,
yeah,
your period is, you need to be taking Midol for your period pain. Uh-huh. Here's how it is. Here's welcome to womanhood. Good luck. Uh-huh. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I love that you talk about like the things that your health class didn't teach you about your menstrual cycle. Are there any things that we can do to support our hormones leading up to and in our menstrual cycle?
Definitely. When it comes to like nourishing your body, I talk about like the four different phases and what are like those key nutrients. Mm-hmm. You have to have the basics of just balance nutrition down. If you don't feel like you have that down, then I wouldn't even specify like what to eat in your different cycles, because if we're not providing ourselves with like consistent meals throughout our day, if we're like more sporadic, or if we're skipping meals, or don't feel like we're nourishing our body well, if we don't have a good mixture of like proteins, fat, carbohydrates, mm-hmm. veggies, like that's step one. Mm-hmm. Then you can think about, okay, when I'm in my, I'm actually bleeding, I'm on my period in that menstrual phase, like how do I make sure I have some iron rich foods here? Okay. How do I make sure I have the foods rich in magnesium? Like those types of things come almost like secondary. I actually had a really fun conversation this past weekend with a friend who was like, because I have different information on like reels and posts about it. And she's like, hi, I'm so motivated to implement what you're teaching for me, but also like to help my daughter who's going through puberty. Because she's like, I don't want her to experience what I did with my period. I want her to like have so much less symptoms. So she's like wants to implement all these things so she can teach her daughter. And I was like, this is exactly what I was talking about. So like cool. Women and moms have so much influence and like mm-hmm. impact.
Yep. And how cool for you to know, like, you're not just helping moms, you're helping the next generation of girls becoming women who can mm-hmm. be free from all of this stuff that we've just experienced for so long as normal. We've just accepted it as like, this is how mm-hmm. it is. This is how it is being a woman. But like, I love just like, no, there is a better way. So I know mm-hmm. that we've touched a little bit on nutrition, but I really want to kind of switch gears. You know, we've laid mm-hmm. the foundation of hormones, and we know that kind of everything for us as women is tied to our hormones, and it's so intimately connected. So I would love for us to talk about nutrition a little bit, actually mm-hmm. a lot, for the remainder of our time. Let's talk about mm-hmm. nutrition. Let's make it easy for moms. Let's make it easy for moms to prioritize nutrition, to take care of ourselves, to nourish and fuel our bodies, because this is kind of something that as I've been on this journey, it's like fueled a passion in me to just get people this information. And so that's why I wanted mm-hmm. to bring you on, is like, hey, I don't know all the ins and outs and all, I'm not a professional, but I have friends that are. So mm-hmm. let's talk about it. So how can we prioritize nutrition in our days as moms when we don't have a lot of time? Like when we're in the busy season of motherhood that most of us are in, how do we prioritize nutrition even in this season of life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good question, because like when I'm working with women, like throughout all these different phases of motherhood, right? Like preconception, even like while they're pregnant, that's where people are like the most motivated. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, everything I put in my body is really impacting right. like the growth of my baby. And so they're very motivated. Many people change what they're eating or their different choices while they're pregnant. And then they get like thrown into motherhood, and, or then they're juggling like multiple different kiddos mm-hmm. all at one time. And so that's when then like all of a sudden those intentions get kind of put on the back burner. Right. And that's where, you know, it's going to impact their energy level, how their like anxiety, if they're irritable, their relationships from it too. But we're also like super busy, and you're like, well, how do I make that a priority? Mm-hmm. And first of all, I'm not the dietitian that's going to say we all have the same 24 hours in a day, because I absolutely hate that saying. That's my least favorite phrase, because even though it's true, we do all have the same 24 hours. Like we all have different responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And so I think we can look at other people and be like, that's how I should eat, but they may have super different responsibilities than mm-hmm. you. And so just kind of like taking it even in seasons of your life, of like, okay, what is my main priority when it comes to nourishing my body right now? And sometimes we get to do more than other times. Sometimes we have to really, really simplify it.
Yeah, I love that. So. One of my favorite things right now is the only like full real meal I make is usually dinner. The rest of the day I'm doing, which it's trending on TikTok, this girl dinner thing. And I just want to say, I've been doing this for years. It's called a snack plate. It's not girl dinner. It's called a snack plate. And us moms have been doing this for a long time. So now it's this trendy thing, but I just do a snack plate and it's really super easy to just like make sure I can literally see. It's like I have like one of those plates that I don't have those, but in my mind, it's like visually, I can just go protein, carb, fat, this, that, done. And so it makes it really simple for me. And that's something that I love and have. It is like probably one of the only ways that I'm able to nourish my body quickly and efficiently. Mm-hmm. Because there are times when I'm like, I got to get food in my body and I don't have time to make. I mean, like just before we got on, I was like in between, I was recording stuff before and I was like scarfing down a snack plate because I was like, I need food. I'm going to be here for a while. I need food. And so that's something that I have loved. And I know you share those too.
Yeah. I think the fact of it being a trend is kind of like, it's gone in many directions, to be honest, but it kind of shows that like, hey, it doesn't have to be complicated. Right. Like you don't have to spend so much time like putting together all these components of the meal. Like just put the like raw ingredients or slightly cooked like on the plate, right? Like and that's what I like love about it is it does take like the simplifying piece and says this can be a meal too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite like easy balanced snack plate food pairings? I love to get like practical actual examples because it's easy to say. Like, for me, when I started, I kept hearing people say like prioritize a protein and a carb for every meal. And I was like, what? Give me more, please. Like, can I get a list of all the things I should eat? So I'm very like, I need it just laid out for me. And then I just want to like copy what you're doing or like I'll save a reel and just like, I'm going to do this or I'll screenshot somebody's story and like, I'm going to recreate this plate. So what are some of your favorite food pairings?
Yeah. Yeah. I think in that same way, like I mean, think about foods in like those food groups. And I tell people like your snacks or your meals, like they should be complex, but that doesn't mean they have to be complicated. Complex. Because we don't want a snack just being like one food. We want like a couple different food groups. Exactly what you're saying, like a protein fat plus a carb. So the like protein component is what's actually going to turn off your hunger hormones. So if we have a very low protein meal, we're going to be starving soon after. Many times that's kind of what we need for those like longer gaps. Like if you have a long gap between your lunch and dinner, like if you're ravenous at dinner time, you have a really hard time either not snacking or like even just preparing the meal you had planned because you're so hungry. Like that's an indicator we should probably have some more protein earlier on or add a protein snack. And then fat, I kind of combine together with protein because many of our protein sources are going to have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're both really essential for your hormone health. So I think of many of our animal products. So yeah, we have things like cheese and cottage cheese or hard boiled eggs or eggs, yogurt, specifically Greek yogurt is what's going to have more protein, nuts, nut butters, avocado, sliced meat, like sliced turkey, even chomp sticks, like the meat sticks. Those work really great for like the grab and go put together meals or snacks. And then when it carbs, they can go multiple different ways. People have a lot of feelings when it comes to carbs, but think of them as like, this is our energy source and also fiber. So carbs are going to provide that mental energy and physical energy. So if you feel like you're like really dragging, like your brain wants to run on carbohydrates. So we need those. You want them with your protein or fat. But also fiber is essential when you think of hormone balance. Gut health plays a big role. So we want to try to choose carbohydrates that are giving our bodies some fiber too. So I always think about like fruit as like an option for many different like meals and snacks. Even things like cracker, popcorns, one carb that I prep almost every week. If you follow me on Instagram, you know, it's like my pumpkin muffins. It's got pumpkin and oat flour and maple syrup as the carbohydrate source. And it's just really easy to pair with like peanut butter or hard-boiled egg or something with, that's like already prepped, ready, easy when it comes to snacks.
So I would love to know what your meal prepping process is. Like, are you prepping full things? Are you prepping just specific pieces of a meal? Like, what is that prep? Because I know you are really passionate about meal prep, and I think that it is the key to it is the key a lot of times to sticking with these healthy habits, but it can be overwhelming. It can feel like that's totally not attainable for me. Like, I am not gonna prep. So how does that work for you? How does that play out for you as a mom? You work, like, how you're busy. How does that work for you?
I kind of have to like erase that thought of like meal prepping is like having like seven breakfasts and seven dinners and seven lunches all in these little containers and they're stacked up in the fridge, because that may work for some, but that percentage of the population is very small. So when it comes to like busy moms, I think of like meal prepping as like, what is a few things I can do to make it grab and go easy, right? So that may mean like couple times a week, at least that's what works for me, is like after buying groceries, or like at least one small session on a weekend, and then like one weekday, I'll prep up a few things. And that may just mean like I just cut up a bunch of veggies so I can add it to both meals and snacks. I hard-boiled some eggs, or I made those pumpkin muffins, or I like anything that's like, we made it so simple, even like making Greek yogurt parfaits where it's like, it's in the mason jar and I just grab it and take it with me. Those are kind of like the meal preps I think of. So it kind of goes back to that question too, of like, how do we even prioritize this? And that I think of like, okay, where is your most challenging time of your day? If it is breakfast, like, don't think about even prepping lunches and dinners yet. Let's just focus on breakfast. And like, once we feel confident with breakfast, we can think of the other things. But I think that helps when you're both meal planning and prepping, like just to boil it down to like, where's my challenging time?
You know, one thing I've realized too, as somebody who, I'm not an expert, I'm not a dietitian, I don't have all the know-how. I'm somebody who's just on this journey for my own health. It really has come down to like, what am I making time for? Like, I do have pockets in my day, you know, where I could prep something. I could cut up some vegetables instead of, or cut up or hard boil some eggs. Throw them, like, hard boiling eggs takes no time. You just throw it in the water and turn it on. Like, and so I have to like kind of give myself some tough love. And like, one thing that I always try to be thinking about in every area of motherhood, but especially in this area where I'm still learning and still growing and still kind of figuring it out for myself, is like, what can I do for future me that's going to make my life easier? What can I do now for future me? And I, that helps me so much. Another thing that has helped me is trying to kind of prep, like, while I'm feeling motivated in the kitchen, you know, if I'm, if there's a night, because I don't always, we don't always feel motivated in the kitchen. Like, sometimes it's like snack dinner for everyone. And other times it's like, I'm making an elaborate, fully cooked from scratch meal. And so when I do feel inspired, I'm like, hey, can I also, like, maybe I can also whip up some muffins while I'm already in the kitchen, while I'm feeling inspired. Is that something that you do too?
Yeah. Honestly, like, even just like double batching dinner so that it's like easy lunches or another dinner later on, whether you freeze it or it's literally the next day, like, it doesn't take you any more time. You're just making double the meal.
One thing that I've had to get over, which is so funny because it's been like between my husband and I, like, he's the type of person that could eat the same meals every day for the rest of his life, and I'm like, I feel like I need variety, and I'm like, I want something different every day. And he's like, why? Like, what's the big deal? And so I've had to like kind of rewire my brain to be okay with like, it's okay if we eat the same dinner two nights in a row. Like, that's okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's uh-huh. honestly better for like my kids. They are semi-picky eaters. And so having that consistency in like just the simplicity of like, we're going to have asparagus two nights in a row and it's okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to try it. Mm-hmm. And like yeah. things like that is like, it's actually helpful for them. Another thing that I've kind of brought this journey into our whole home. I've made it like a family thing. And this has actually helped, not totally related, but it's actually helped my kids eat more and try more things, is I started explaining to them what protein and carbs are. And yeah. So I say protein gives us muscle and carbs give us energy. Uh-huh. And so they'll uh-huh. ask me, I'll give them a plate and they're like, what is this? Is this a protein? And then after they eat every bite, they're like, feel my muscles. And so, but I swear they have tried more food since we started doing that. Like my oldest Miles, he's like, will not eat anything. And he's like, now he tries chicken and he tries like all these different things. Mm-hmm. And every time he eats something, he's like, Mom, is this protein? I'm like, yep, mm-hmm. that's protein. And so it's yeah. just so cool. Like, simplifying that for them has really simplified it for me too.
Yeah. Simplifying, but also like empowering them.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And I'm like, if I can give them this now, like kind of what we talked about with hormones, and we talked about you talked about how like women, mothers, like we are influencing so much. I think it's true. Like, I've just kind of started thinking like, what can I pass down to my kids? What healthy mindsets around food, what healthy habits around food are, these are the things that I'm learning as an adult, but how can I set them mm-hmm. up for a different journey, a different, you know, path by giving them these tools now of mm-hmm. just the simplicity of knowing what is a protein, what is a carb, what is that doing for my body, and implementing yeah. that really simply. It's been a really cool thing to be doing in my home. And so that's why I have loved bringing you on to kind of just give us some more how-to and insight and empowerment mm-hmm. and all of that.
Yeah. And I think like, if we're not learning that for ourselves and being able to role model that and being able to, you know, set up a home food environment that supports that, like we can have the intentions of wanting that for our kids, but like how we're really going to teach it is like taking a step back and being like, am I even doing it?
Yeah.
Like, how am I fueling myself? What am I teaching my kids? And like how they're fueling mm-hmm. their body too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So for someone wanting to start caring more about nutrition, you know, focusing more on these things, where is the best place for them to start?
Honestly, I would go back to like, are you even creating a meal plan for yourself mm-hmm. Or like having some sort of plan? Because if we're trying to change what we're eating, we're changing a lot of habits there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we don't have a plan on how to do that, we're just going to fall back to like, what's our current habits? Mm-hmm. What is our current normal.
Right.
So you have to be a little bit proactive versus like reactive when it comes to changing. And I think that comes down to like having a meal plan,
mm-hmm.
Especially for moms. When you look at the statistics on how many decisions people make about food, and this is not moms, this is just the average person makes about 270 decisions a day about food.
Wow.
Moms make more because they're in the category of caregivers, and yeah. caregivers make more. And that's like, that's overwhelming to yes. me, that whole number.
Absolutely.
Which, yeah, is why like it can get so overwhelming. So then we don't want to even spend any more time thinking about right. it. But if you can make some of those decisions up front by having a plan in place for your week may never even go as we mm-hmm. planned. That happens. But we're like, kind of like, doing that proactive, I'm going to get started, and then simplifying it. Like I was saying, mm-hmm. like just focus on one part of your day that you feel like you need the most help. And maybe that's like, if I could start with dinners and simplify that, because that's when we're all home and the kids are like needing me and like you're trying to like put everything on the table and it's a lot happening. Like, how can I just make really easy? Like, how can I make my kitchen work better for me? Like, could I start the crock pot or Instapot or throw everything on a sheet pan? Like, simplifying like whatever time of the day is the most challenging. That's usually where I have people start.
That's such a good, such helpful advice, because I am, when I start something new or I decide like I want to make a change, I'm kind of the type that's like all or nothing and I go like full send and I burn out like halfway through the week. I like Saturday or Sunday, I'll make like a full, this full awesome meal plan for like every day, every meal. And then halfway through the week, I'm like, order pizza. We're done with this. I'm done. So that's so helpful and such attainable advice. Like, can we just focus on one meal? Can we just really simplify it? So I love that you talked about meal plans, because you have a new meal plan mini course that just launched, which is so so exciting. I'm so excited for it. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Tell us what's in that. What can we expect in it? What's the goal of it? Tell us all the things.
So this course was kind of created with the busy mom in mind, like as I was putting it all together, because I create like done for you meal plans where you can just purchase it like each quarter or like season, like a summer one, a fall one, winter one, that kind of thing. But instead of like having a meal plan that's already put together and all the like recipes are selected, this is you kind of like, I'm walking you through the process I use and teach for meal planning that does kind of like kind of takes some of that guesswork out, saves you time, saves you money, saves you stress, and like just kind of goes through, okay, here are some ways to like make your kitchen work a little bit better for you. There's a list of some like more what I call like convenience items, or like the no recipe meals of like, if you get these three things at Costco, put them together, here's the different meals you can make out of them. It is, everything's in like writing too. So like, if you're like, I'm not somebody who's going to listen to a course, it's a short one module, but you can also listen to it. You don't have to watch a video. You can listen just like you're listening to this podcast. And so it's just kind of like an all in one place. There's snack lists, crockpot recipes, and like those no recipe ideas too.
Awesome. I love that so much. And I think that's such a helpful resource for moms, because I think that a lot of us, we have this desire and, you know, we want to do the best that we can for our kids. We want to put nutritious food on the table, and we want to be the mom that like enjoys being in the kitchen and enjoys cooking food for ourselves, for our families. But it's hard to know where to start if we haven't had, you know, that legacy left for us. Like, if we didn't have that love of cooking and that love of the kitchen instilled in us, it can be really overwhelming. I know that this is true for me. It can be really overwhelming to know where to start, to know those kitchen, those kitchen essentials, those little things that if you just have this, you can make a meal. Like, these are all things that so many of us, as we enter into motherhood, are having to kind of learn from scratch. So I just love that you are kind of thinking of everything, you know, by not just giving us done for you meal plans, but also now with this new course, holding our hand and walking us through the process for ourselves. I think that's so empowering. The work that you do is so empowering, and I am so, so excited to dive into your course.
Thank you.
So you can grab Kirstie's new course at the link in the show notes. I really encourage you, if you have struggled with nutrition, if you struggled with basic meals, if you struggled to cook dinner every night for your family, if this is kind of a pain point for you, go check out Kirstie, all of her content, go follow her on Instagram. Everywhere you can find her is linked in the show notes. Go follow her. Go just soak up all of her knowledge and her content. Get her course. I am not affiliated. I am not like making any money on this. I am just truly telling you from my heart, this is going to help you. I know that it's going to help you. So if you're struggling, go grab that course. It's incredible. It's amazing. Kirstie's amazing. And I am so, so thankful, Kirstie, for you joining us today on the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Jenna. It has honestly been great. I learned something from every episode, and I'm just excited to share with others and other moms too.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate you so much. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.